Hello, friends. Welcome to this short and sweet episode of the Blessings Podcast. I call these Sunday episodes my bite-sized blessings. Today, on the heels of my conversation this week with Michael Landau, a Feldenkrais practitioner, I got to thinking about the idea of tuning into your body and what that really means. There are lots of benefits to having a sensitivity to what is happening in your body, to fine-tuning your movements, your habits, and your behaviors to optimize your well-being and your physical health. In my show with Dr. Tom Walters, the guy behind the famous Rehab Science phenomenon on Instagram, we talked about how important it is to tune in and to be aware of what's happening in your body when it is asking you to do something differently in order to heal and to recover from an acute injury or harm. And so there are lots of reasons why you need to be able to listen to your body. With Michael Landau and the repetitive movements of a musician or an artist, that tweaking something really small can make a huge difference. So I love that this is a possibility for people with just the simple act of tuning in. And from an emotional standpoint, there are people out there like Gabor Mate and Dr. Bessel van der Kolk who talk about how the body stores difficult experiences and traumas, and that those things can manifest as physical symptoms. So that being aware of something happening in your body can actually lead you to unwinding a difficult experience from your past, resolving a trauma, and actually healing both mind and body. So that if there is something brewing in your body, even stress can act as a trigger to bring things to the surface. So it's very important for people to understand that the signals in our bodies, things like aches and pains, twinges, vibrations, numbness, rashes, eruptions in the skin, these are all signs that your body is trying to tell you something. There is something you need to learn, and perhaps there is something you need to change in your life. But the question is, can you be overly tuned to your body to the point where you become anxious or even paranoid with every little lump, bump, twinge, ache, or pain? And the short answer is yes, you can. So body awareness is a big part of a mindfulness practice. And for people who are acutely aware of the mind-body connection, in working to achieve a harmonious balance between mind and body is an essential tool. The idea of embodiment, or being aware of the sensations that are happening in your body, an awareness of your environment and the impact that it has on your physical body, and your experiences and how they affect what goes on in your body and in your mind. These are all useful tools to be aware of the connection between what's going on outside of you and what's going on inside of you. And then you have kinesthesia, which is the awareness of your body in space. And these are all really useful wellness tools. But what happens when it goes too far in your mind? So a balanced awareness of what's happening in your body is healthy and useful, but a hyper-awareness can go hand in hand with anxiety. You can become overly sensitive and begin to interpret every body signal as something out of place or something, quote, wrong, something to worry about. This can activate more concern and stress than positive awareness and mindfulness. And often this type of feeling is experienced by people who consider themselves to be highly sensitive. And learning how to cope with body sensations without allowing them to put you over the edge can be difficult for people who are very empathic, who feel things very deeply, who are sensitive. So as with anything in life, body awareness is a delicate dance. It certainly is for me as an empath and a highly sensitive person. It is something that you have to learn how to navigate. How can you stay in tune with your body without getting carried away. And with health-related technology on the rise, you have to ask yourself, do I really need to be monitoring my heart rate, my blood pressure, my sleep, my circulation, and my blood sugar all the time? Is this information that I need to have every moment of the day to go through life? Do I need to be looking at this constantly? Is this because of my health? Is it going to be good for me to do this? Or is it going to be something that will cause me more harm than good to have all this knowledge and information at my fingertips? Do I have a health condition that actually requires that I monitor these things? Or could I be over-monitoring? And could this lead me into health anxiety, especially if I already have a propensity towards health anxiety? Is it going to make that worse and exacerbate it rather than give me peace of mind? This is something that I have been very curious about because I've been seeing these devices. We've all seen the Aura rings. It seems that everybody is wearing one. You look at them on TV, the celebrities have them, my friends have them. It's almost cult-like at this point. And I've considered getting one, but I know myself, and I know that I am already overly concerned about my health. I'm going through something with that right now, and I have health anxiety, and sometimes it causes me problems. And I know this about myself because I have an awareness. I have a good sense of self-awareness, self-knowledge, and I'm evaluating myself a lot, constantly, actually. So I have to figure out, would it be better for me to be monitoring these things about my health, these characteristics all the time? Would that make me feel better? Would it give me comfort? Or would it make me feel worse? If there is a random palpitation that is harmless and I see it pop up on the monitor, am I going to freak out? If I don't have enough steps in my day, or if my ring tells me that I'm under stress, even though I don't feel stressed out, am I going to get stressed out? These are decisions that you can only make for yourself, but it's something to consider. So when you're thinking about body awareness and living in harmony through the mind-body connection in a world that is ever-changing, ever more toxic, giving us access to way more information than our ancestors have ever had, and being able to weigh the benefits, the risks, and the possible harm of having this information. If we can do this in an objective way, it would be fantastic, but it's getting harder than ever to keep a balance and figure these things out. I suppose I would have to try something like an Aura ring to see if I liked using it, but they're expensive. And if I found that I was becoming paranoid or just getting too obsessed about my health information, I don't think that would be good for me at all. But still, I am very curious about it. And I would like to know that I'm healthy without having to go to the doctor. So I can see why people are so interested in them and so many people are wearing them. I would love to hear from you if you have tried any of these new devices that are on the market, any of these new pieces of health technology, what you think about it, if you've used it, if it helped you, or if you ended up developing more anxiety. Let me know your thoughts. It's a great conversation to have. And that's what's been on my mind today. And I figure if it's something I'm thinking about, then it's something other people are also thinking about. As many of you know, I went through a bit of a health scare over the past couple of years, and I still haven't gotten to the bottom of it. So whenever I get a headache or a twitch or strained muscle, I tend to overthink it. I tend to worry more than before, and I don't like that feeling. So I'm going to stay active, stay strong, and continue to work on my mindset and activities that help me to keep my health anxiety in check. And whether or not I will decide to monitor my health more closely with technology, I haven't yet decided. And I'm very interested to know what my listeners think. So reach out. You can send me an email on my website. You can send me a DM on Instagram. Or you can sign up for my weekly newsletter and reply to that anytime at mitzicampbell.com/newsletter. So now you have something interesting to have a conversation about today. Thanks for listening. I love you guys. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesday for a brand new guest. And remember, put yourself in places where your dreams can see you.